Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
With the Cubs and the White Sox both off today and at the halfway point of the season, what was your biggest surprise for each team in the first half? And is that someone or something that you think is sustainable? What grade would you give the Cubs' offense, their defense, and management and coaching? Same question for the White Sox. And who is each team's MVP? And do you care to revise or restate your victory total predictions for each team?
Wow, there's a lot there. Okay, so I'll go through. The Cubs' biggest surprise is that the bullpen has been as consistent and at times just really dominant as they have been. So I think you didn't expect that when you're concluding Brad Keller, Chris Flex, and Drew Pomerantz, and Caleb Thielbar. Those guys have been lights out good, and then here comes Daniel Palencia. So I think for me, the biggest surprise has been the Cubs' bullpen. For the White Sox, I think the surprise, if you want to call it that, it's just that they have shown more evidence of the new manager's influence on this team. Will Venable, I think, has been a very good manager for this young team for the first half. So if there's any specific person that's been a surprise, you could point out a couple possibilities. I mean, Edgar Carroll maybe being a guy who you didn't think you'd be counting on to the degree they're counting on, and he's sounding like a veteran, and he's playing his first half season basically in the majors. But I think just overall their approach is cleaner, and they're more watchable. The Cub offense is an A. The defense is A minus. Management and coaching, yeah, that's incomplete, because I think when you see the management, you want to see if they're able to make the move that they need to make. If you're talking about Jed Hoyer going out and getting the ace that they lack, that's going to be how we evaluate him. Craig Counsell, the lineups yesterday left a lot to be desired. Overall, though, I think he has been a positive. And the White Sox, you got to the results. It's hard to focus on the process over the outcome, but that's where they are this year. The MVPs, I think it's PCA for the Cubs, and for the White Sox, that's a tough one. Miguel Vargas, I think, has probably been their most valuable player. And I'm not really going to change my victory outlook. If anything, with the Cubs, I think I said 90 and 89 or 90. They've got to be higher than that, because I think the division's better than I thought.
All right, I'm going to just stay the same with the Cubs. I think I got them at 87 wins. I think my biggest surprise for the Cubs is PCA, just him becoming kind of like the young face of the league, one
MVP
of them.
Candidate.
He's like an MVP candidate, so I think I got him in there as well. My MVP is also to PCA, just because his emergence, I think he kind of jumped over Kyle Tucker. I think the offense right now, I got him down to a B. It was an A because they was one of the best offense, but just because of this recent kind of struggle of late with the runs, I got him down to a B. Their defense is a C. Management, I got overall a B. I think Jed did some good things going into the season, but now it's just to get that A, you got to make the right moves and just see what the outcomes with that. With the Sox, I got Vargas, their MVP. I still got them the same with the wins. I think I got them around, like, I think 45 wins or something like that. I got Vargas overall MVP. However, I would wish I could have a group, just a group of the young players. I wish I could put them all in there, just all these young players coming up. But offense, I still got them at a D for the offense. And then the defense, I got a C, and their management, a C as well.
You have them still at 40. You don't move that up a little bit? You don't think they'll win? They won 26 games in the first half, I think.
I think they'll win more in the second half.
They'll win more in the second half than they did in the first half.
Yeah.
I just don't trust them yet. Oh, that's the only reason.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel
fine.
Like they could pass it, but I could move it up five more games. I'm just nervous to keep pushing it up with this Sox team.
I feel the same way. I would say that the Cubs, the biggest surprise to me has been their pitching. Their pitching has been a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And frankly, when they lost Justin Steele, I was worried about them. And they've managed to get, you know, big contributions from unexpected places. They've done a great job with their pitching. And their bullpen has gotten better. as the year has gone on, and that is a good thing to see. I think that the hitting, I would when it comes to grades, I give him an A for pitching. I give him maybe an A minus for hitting because of just the little issues they've had. So it makes you wonder if they're going to be able to keep everything going. By far, the most unexpected player is the MVP, Pete Crow Armstrong. I thought he was a good player. I thought he was going to have a big season, but not this big. And the very fact that he's mentioned among the best players in baseball is wild. And the very fact that I'm taking him as the MVP over Kyle Tucker is also really wild, considering, you know, I think he deserves to get his $500 million contract. So that's really saying something. The White Sox, probably D's on both sides. They've really struggled on offense, and they've gotten some unexpected contributions. The very fact that you reach a little to come up with Vargas, who started pretty slow and then moved his hands, and it's been a success story, is interesting to me. I mentioned that, you know, Mike Tauchman is probably the most valuable player on the team, but he doesn't play enough to get any awards. But, man, when he plays, all of a sudden the offense is totally different, and his presence in the lineup changes things. So I think he's been a really good pickup. I think Venable's done a significantly better job than the previous manager, and I don't mean the interim. I don't know how Pedro Grifol kept his job through that losing streak last year. It's probably how you wind up with the worst record in baseball history. And I think that I had the Cubs at 90, 90 or bust, I believe, was the way I was looking at it. And I still think it's 90 or bust. You better get the 90. And I had the White Sox with 48 wins. And I think they'll do better than that. I think they can get to 55 wins. And that's being positive, believe it or not. But, you know, it's rough stuff. And we'll see if anything alters come the trade deadline. If I'm a team looking for a starter, I would pick up Adrian Hauser.
Well, seven starts.
It's not going to cost you much.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's only seven starts. But, man, oh, man, are they good starts.
Well, Steve Stone was on the station yesterday talking to Matt Spiegel on Hit and Run, and he said that Hauser has the potential to be a top-of-the-rotation type of guy, maybe even as high as a two on some teams. And that's high praise.
It is.
For seven starts, but the guy knows pitching, and Steve Stone has seen
Adrian
Hauser every time out.
If you needed a bump, if you really need, I think he's a really
interesting
piece, or he's emerged as their best pitcher. It's hard to believe.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.